The National Weather Service confirmed that four tornadoes touched down in Dodge County during the severe storms that hit the area on Thursday. The storm survey team reports that an EF2 tornado was on the ground at around 5:45 p.m. and traveled approximately 9.2 miles from Juneau to Horicon. Peak winds were estimated at 120 miles per hour. An EF1 tornado touched down minutes later near the Dodge County Airport and was on the ground for roughly 4 miles before ending near the Rock River. In Mayville, an EF2 was on the ground for approximately 5 miles at around 6 p.m. Peak winds were also estimated at 120 miles per hour. Another EF1 tornado was confirmed near Lamira. The storm survey team says it touched down at around 6:10 p.m. and traveled roughly a half mile. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt says the storm cell unfolded rapidly.
Now, once I got to just outside of Juneau on W, saw quite a bit of damage coming into town and then really on the north side in Main Street. Then it went over to Mayville, and Mayville had their work cut out for them with quite a bit of damage at Mech and Gleason Reel. It was a busy night from that point on.
Mayville Mayor Rob Belk gave an update yesterday on his city's efforts to clean up after the storms. He says for those with extra garbage, there is a dumpster at the city garage for other materials. Belk also encourages residents to reach out to City Hall if they need assistance. Contact details are at dailydodge.com. Well, the Beaver Dam Common Council is meeting tonight. There are a number of resolutions on file, including an amendment to a contract with Five Bugles Design, who is currently working on a fire station needs analysis. During their presentation earlier this month, the firm recommended conducting a geographical information system study at the current fire station and City Hall site. The building no longer complies with current building codes in a variety of areas. It also lacks appropriate locker rooms, sleeping accommodations, and necessary decontamination facilities. The council will also discuss a resolution to enter a memorandum of understanding with the UW-Madison University Alliance for Student Course Project to assist the city with human resource updates. The program matches students with different agencies to assist with special projects submitted by communities. The services are rendered at a lower cost and allow students to gain real-life experience. Alder persons will also discuss a housing project called Eagle's View during closed session. The Common Council meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. at City Hall, which is located at 205 South Lincoln Avenue. Well, new construction at Washington Elementary School in Beaver Dam is running on time. Terry Bell reports.
School district voters approved $107 million last November for new projects, including expanding Washington Elementary. Superintendent Mark DeStefano says new walls are in place and the roof is coming on soon.
So that is on time, and other parts, kind of what we had dubbed phase two, is probably going to wind up being a little ahead of schedule.
Another project is the new middle school. DeStefano says the public should start noticing changes this fall.
There's a lot of people that want to work in Beaver Dam right now and be part of these projects, so we should get some really nice competitive bids.
DeStefano is featured on the latest edition of WBEV's Let's Talk show, which you can hear at dailydodge.com. Terry Bell, WBEV News.
Well, area residents in Mayville will have the opportunity to make their homes safer this week. Mayville EMS kicked off its SIP Don't Trip campaign yesterday. The agency is inviting older adults to surrender their throw rugs and receive a free commemorative mug with the SIP Don't Trip logo on it. Mayville EMT Roy Smalley explains.
They can then take to the Open Door Coffee House, which is right near the EMS building, and use that for an additional 10% off of any beverage during EMS week. Those surrendered rugs will be picked up by high school students who will upcycle them into cat scratching posts for our County Humane Society.
Well, National EMS Week runs from Sunday through next Saturday. Smalley also highlights why throw rugs can be dangerous to have in your home.
They don't have a grippy backing, so when you're walking in them, they can tend to shift or slide, which can contribute to a slip, trip, or fall. A lot of these throw rugs look like they've been cut right out of a shag carpet. They stand up very tall, and they're nice and cushy to stand on, but the downside is they present a big trip hazard, especially for older adults who maybe can't lift their feet up quite as high. Sometimes I call throw rugs launching pads, because if you catch your toe on one, you're going to launch yourself.
More information about the campaign is available at dailydodge.com. Wisconsin's unemployment rate increased slightly last month. Here's Ted Allen.
Preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show that the state's jobless rate bumped up a tenth of a point to 3.3% in April. That's still lower than the 4.2 national average for last month. The federal data also shows a decrease in the state's labor force participation to 65.5%, but that's still 2.9 percentage points higher than the national rate. Though Wisconsin's month-to-month labor force number dropped by 4,900 people from March to April, that total grew by 900 compared to the same time in 2024. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I knew Allison Dairyland was crowned over the weekend. Sarah Hagnow of Poinette will serve as the state's 78th Alice. In the position, Hagnow will work for the year as a full-time communications professional for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Her goal is to educate the public about the importance of agriculture in the state. Hagnow says she cannot wait to start visiting communities all across the state and learning more about the diverse people and places that make Wisconsin the agricultural powerhouse it is. Well, two local women were also finalists in the competition, Allison Foster of Waupun and Michelle Stangler of Watertown. Well, the Dodge County area's most recent connection to Allison Dairyland was in 2010. Christine Lindler of Fall River, who grew up on her family's farm just outside of Beaver Dam, was the state's 63rd Alice. I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.